Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now, come on down to Winnipeg.
It's the Rod Peterson Show.
That the city of Winnipeg has been chosen as the CFL hub city in the event that they get back to games was confirmed Friday morning by TSN's Dave Naylor. And all of a sudden, Bomber fans are like, suck it, Saskatchewan. Maybe Winnipeg is on the way to becoming the flagship franchise of the Canadian Football League. This would indicate that they are.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
And we are live worldwide. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the RP Show. It is hour two of Canada's morning sports talk show. Talking sports, Rod here, Darren DuPont there. Last hour, Dustin Nielsen of TSN 1260 Edmonton was with us, and Justin Dunk of Three Down Nation. Upcoming in hour two, Stanley Cup champion Brent Sopel and a Calgary Stampeders receiving great Nick Lewis. I don't know. The Dunk interview kind of took me down. I'm sorry. And he didn't want to be a Debbie Downer. It wasn't just him. Some of the viewers are bringing me down. Here's why. As we look at the Quick Six show topics, re-upping on our Quick Six show topics. Number one, CFL's investigating a CFL six-game season for 2020. Farhan Lalji at TSN breaking that story. He didn't just pull it out of thin air. There's a reason why he would report that. That's what they're talking about. Point two, CFL has given the players a July 23rd deadline to look over the proposal to get back to play and tell us if, are you in or not? July 23rd is the deadline. Point three, everything hinges on Ottawa funding. None of this is happening without Ottawa funding, but there's actually a lot more hinging on it than just the money, which we'll get to. Point four, which we never really talked about, and I'd like to this hour, Doug Flutie chosen by TSN as the all-time quarterback in Calgary Stampeders history. Chosen over Bo Levi Mitchell and of lesser, what should I say, fanfare, Henry Burris. Because you know Henry...
Oh, yeah.
Is going to think he's in the discussion. You know that.
And we haven't even mentioned Jeff Garcia's name.
Flutie, the all-time quarterback, has won as many Grey Cups there as Dave Dickinson, as Henry Burris.
Yeah.
What makes Dickinson Flutie so either. Great is our point. I don't think Garcia did. He was a backup. You folks in Calgary tell me. I thought Dickinson was the quarterback in 98. That won. Then he went on to BC and won there. Flutie is a bit of a surprise.
Dickinson was behind Garcia, right?
Right.
Yeah. Maybe that needs to be the poll question.
Who's the better quarterback?
Of the Calgary Stampeders. Problem is they got five.
We should
do that. If you include Dickinson. But
we should do that.
That's a great idea.
I'm a little surprised, but I know there's a lot of love for Doug Flutie. Maybe it is the aura of Doug Flutie.
Yeah.
But I'll say it again. Those that have been with the Stampeders and worked with both quarterbacks, Bo Levi and Doug Flutie, will tell you, Bo's better. And I'm not going to name names. And when you go by the ring is the thing, he's won more. He should be the all-time, should be, without question, the all-time greatest quarterback in Stampeder history. I really can't wait for TSN to come out with their Ryder one. Are they saving it for the last? It's going to get wild.
Yeah.
They've done Hamilton's. They've done Winnipeg's.
It's getting wild.
Good. Alan, the intern, writes in and says, Warren Moon. Wrong team, Al. Here we go. Jeff the Stamps fan. Dickinson was a starter in 99 and 2000 only. So who won the Grey Cup in 98 for Calgary? I thought it was Dave Dickinson. Pretty sure it wasn't Garcia. Look at us talking Stamps football.
Oh, yeah. So Dickinson would be off the four, right? It would be Flutie. Well, no.
Flutie, Bo.
Flutie,
Dickinson,
Bo.
Dickinson, Garcia.
Garcia and Burris.
Oh, five. So, yeah, somebody's got to get bumped.
And if he was only the starter for 2 years, maybe he gets bumped.
Boy, we're spending more time on this than I thought. Point five, Major League Baseball training camps open, but with some hiccups. We're hearing today the Nationals have halted their camp because they haven't got the test results at all back from their players, and the tests were conducted on Friday. That's a problem. I would have thought 100-plus days in, with all the resources Major League Baseball has, they would have quicker testing results turnarounds than this. But then you saw New York, and Masahiro Tanaka, I'm sorry to say, I was happy to see him getting carried off the field after taking a line drive in the head from Giancarlo Stanton, just because it shows me they're out there. I'm surprised more pitchers don't Take it off the melon.
That's always the scariest thing when you're playing a slow pitch game and you lob it up there and then you just kind of get ready because it's coming back 10 times faster than you put it in there.
NHL return to play, 0.6. NHL return to play going unbelievably smoothly. Great article on it by Justin Bourne, good friend of ours. Did you know he's the son of Bob Bourne, the pride of Netherhill, Saskatchewan, and four-time Stanley Cup champion of the New York Islanders? I don't know if you knew that or
that's
not.
That's news to me.
That is Justin Bourne. You read his stuff.
I've read his stuff. I didn't know
it's Bob Bourne's kid, Justin. Wow. So his thing was basically, it was like dunk water all over the return to play good news. I say that facetiously because it was realism. Like, what if 10 guys, then 20 guys break out? It was a great article. The NHL rosters are going to be 31 players now. Did you know that? That's almost 10 more players they're going to carry for the playoffs in the event of these cases. But Borny said, what happens if there's a breakout? Are you going to forfeit the series? I don't know.
I know. What if you have enough guys because they're allowed, you know, to withdraw or to not play or to opt out, I guess is a better term, with no penalty for the players? What if you have enough guys opt out? Say, we don't want to play. Do you now bring up your whole farm system and call those guys up to get a team on the ice? Because you know those guys would play. A chance to play for sure. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
By the way, with the news that David Price has opted out of the Dodgers season, first thing I thought of, I was on the golf course yesterday when that came down. Then he can't blow another playoff because he won't be playing.
Dun, dun, dun.
I haven't figured this out yet. I just went to the big board. Calgary Stampeders, 1998 quarterback. We're getting all different answers from our Calgary viewers, eh?
Yeah. They're not consistent.
I don't know. You guys don't even remember. We got Wally Buono, the coach. They were 12-6. They played out of Calgary, Alberta.
Oh.
That part we know.
For sure.
You guys tell me when Brent Sopel's ready, because I could go on this for forever. Burris was there as the third stringer. Garcia was there. And Dave Dickinson. I just want to know who started the damn game. You know what? I'll Google the Grey Cup game from 1998 and move on back to the CFL.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Garcia, Dickinson, Burris. Your three quarterbacks.
Yeah. You know who was finding them all? Roy Shivers.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
We did an interview in the first week of this show airing way back last June, now 13 months ago. And I said to Wally Buono, Wally, what's your secret? What's your secret sauce to being the winningest coach of all time? Great players. And he didn't say it sloughing it off. He goes, it's not me. Roy Shivers found me the best players. It happened in Calgary, then it followed him to BC.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Those guys who can find talent like that, they're worth every penny.
What's unbelievable is the humility of Wally Buono to say, it's not me or anything I did.
Yeah.
It was my head scout. Which, by the way, is true, but a lot of guys wouldn't say that. I'm still going. Hey, what's up with Soaps? Oh, he hasn't connected yet. Well, I can go on this all day. By the way, with the 6-game schedule, and here's hoping, praying to baby football Jesus that they play. Our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center is, who's the most coveted veteran free agent in a 6-game CFL season? Because the pundits are saying, the guys that really know something,
yep,
they're saying that the older players will be coveted in a 6-game sprint, basically. I'm not totally sure I go along with that, but I kind of get what they're saying. They don't make mistakes. I just worry about them getting hurt.
Those guys can go into any organization and play. You don't need to teach them a playbook. You don't need to incorporate them into your system, figure out if they can play the Canadian game, figure out if they can gel with people. They've played on multiple teams. They'll just go and even if they don't know the play, they'll know what route to run. They'll know how to adjust. They'll just be more, you know, they would be more adept in a short season than a rookie would be.
So on Facebook, the leader, there's a tie between Darrell Walker and S.J. Green, and then Derek Dennis, and then Sean Lemon. And on Twitter, Darrell Walker leads by a smidge over S.J. Green, and then Derek Dennis, and then Sean Lemon. But I'll say again, the free agents that are left out there right now include Odell Willis, Thad Coleman, Chip Cox wants an opportunity to play. Would somebody sign Chip Cox?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? You got one shot at it.
By the way, I'm sorry, Jeff the Stamps fan, now they're all chiming in. I think Jeff had this right, but said initially, Garcia was the quarterback. He was the MVP of the 1998 Grey Cup. I don't know why I wasn't there. I think I was on the road with the Pats. Calgary beating Hamilton 26-24. Oh, it was in Winnipeg. Guess I was on the road doing hockey. The referee was Jake Ireland. Garcia was the MVP. The most valuable Canadian was Vince Danielson. Remember him?
Yeah.
88.
Yeah.
Used to give us absolute nightmares over here in Saskatchewan.
Oh, yeah.
CBC broadcast the game. The announcers were Steve Armitage, Chris Cuthbert, Mark Lee, Chris Walby, Brian Williams. Hi, I'm Brian Williams. Glenn Suter and Brenda Irving. They brought them all together.
What a team.
It's like the Olympics of CFL broadcasting was the 1998 Grey Cup in Winnipeg.
That's unreal. Unreal.
Those
were like, that's me falling in love with football. That was
that era.
That was the time. Yep. And the games on CBC and then TSN. And I just, yeah, I love that part of the game.
Joe Lazito is watching on Long Island. And he writes in, hashtag, vote Dennis.
He's on the board.
Derek Dennis is on the board. You at least have an, I think I nailed the top four free agents, I would hope. But I was saying this again yesterday to the guys on the golf course. It would have been a great year to come up with the Atlantic Schooners 10th franchise for our simulation. Just what the hell, let's play it. And you would have Brandon Bridges, your quarterback, and Jonathan Jennings, and maybe Kevin Glenn. Actually, one guy said, I'm sure Kevin Glenn would be real happy being a backup with the Schooners at the age of 41. It's a simulation.
Yeah.
All those free agents that I talked about, there's some running backs, too. Cameron Marshall, remember him with the Rough Riders? Got some quality reps with the Ticats last year. He's out there. Oh, Jeremiah Johnson's a free agent. There's a whole bunch.
A good group.
Who's the general manager of our simulated Atlantic Schooners?
Ooh.
Jim Pop or Eric Tillman?
Yeah, probably Jim Pop. Eric Tillman would be an advisor.
Right. Yeah. Consultant.
Consultant. Yep.
Who's the coach? Wally.
Yeah.
We convinced him to come out
is
of retirement.
Is Tressman's contract up?
Oh, yeah.
In Tampa?
What do you think? Like, the league went bankrupt.
The league's done, right? Like, he's not contractually obligated.
Yeah.
So he'd probably get some consideration. Jamie Elizondo would be the OC. It's a good group.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to win the Grey Cup. Now that I think about it.
Devon Claybrooks as your defensive coordinator?
At Deer Valley yesterday, I said the Atlantic Schooners will be the Vegas Golden Knights of the 2020 sim in that they make it all the way to the championship game in their first year.
And those guys have all been around. None of them will be humble. So they won't be trying to, you know, outsmart anybody or just, you know what I mean? By saying they can find the best rookies. And they'll just, you know, go with the veterans. The veterans will have something to prove. These guys all have something to prove. And all of a sudden, they're in the Grey Cup.
The guys are telling me that Brent Sopel's connecting, so what we're going to do is I'm going to do a sports update, guys. I'm going to take a break and come back with Brent Sopel from Chicago, Stanley Cup champion of the Blackhawks. But here's your Monday sports update. Bryson DeChambeau won the Rocket Mortgage Classic by 3 strokes yesterday for his first PGA Tour win of the season. DeChambeau became the first tour player since 2004 to lead a tournament in driving distance, shot gained off the tee, and putting. DeChambeau finished his 6th career win with 3 straight birdies. This is what I decided at Deer Valley yesterday. Here's my only problem with golf. Tee shots, irons on the fairway, and the short game. Other than that, I'm rolling.
Get on the green, you're rolling.
The NHL and Players Association agreed Sunday on protocols to resume the season, a major step toward the return of hockey this summer. The 47 pages of protocols outline the health and safety measures the league and players agreed to after several weeks of negotiations. Any player has until 5 p.m. Eastern Tuesday to notify his team if he's choosing to opt out of participating in training camp and games, with an additional deadline expected after ratification of the agreement. For those playing, each team is limited to 30 skaters and an unlimited amount of goalies for camp and total roster of up to 31 players for games. Each team is limited to 52 personnel in its game city, a group that must include 2 trainers, a doctor, and compliance officer, in addition to players, coaches, and management. And the Milwaukee Bucks have closed their practice facility following the team's Friday round of testing for the coronavirus. The Bucks aren't planning to reopen it before leaving for Florida on Thursday to prepare for the NBA's resumption of the season. Milwaukee scheduled to resume play July 31st against the Boston Celtics. What did you got here for me, Dupes? This sports update is for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. See you at Wendell's. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Energy Bars. This is the first day with this, so I got to find it everywhere. Here it is. It's the month of July promo. You're going to want to check this out. G2G Bars, that's a company that Ben Cahoon reps. He's the Canadian sales agent. You get a variety pack. Every flavor, seven flavors for only $20. It includes free shipping. Try them all. See what you like.
Yeah.
For only $20. Like Ben, and Ben Cahoon has told me, 3 to 4 of these bars, you're officially addicted.
We know.
Yeah, we know. Thanks, Ben. G2GBars.ca to order yours. We'll be back with Brent Sopel after this timeout. It's the RP Show on this Monday morning. Canada's morning sports talk show continues after this on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of Brent Sopel. Talking a lot of football today across the nation, which is good for July the 6th. Any other year, that would be very normal. Right now, there isn't anything to talk about with the CFL in terms of them getting back on the field. I'm sorry. People text me while I'm on the air. I don't understand that. Do you think they would know that I'm on the air? Regarding the Atlantic Schooners, and would we add them to our sim league? Jeff the Stamps fan says, Pop or Tillman, can we get some new blood in there, please? I got it. Jeff, you tell me who you'd hire. The next whiz-bang general manager in the Canadian Football League, who would you hire if you were an owner? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
My earphones just completely died.
I'm trying to think of who else I would want to hire, and I really don't know. I mean, those two names come to mind right away. When you're getting a new organization off the ground and you're trying to build some credibility and you're trying to establish yourself in the Canadian Football League, is that the right time to take a whole bunch of risk on somebody unproven? I don't know that it is. I mean, you're already taking a risk on a brand new franchise, on a brand new team, in a brand new market for the Canadian Football League. So you're doing all of those new things. Now, do you want to take a shot with a... You know, with guys who have never been in that spot before, I don't think you do. I don't think you want to trust building your team to somebody who's never built a team before.
Okay, so hang on. We're going to try something different here. You're going to do this interview because my headphones have completely died. So I'm going to tell our folks, our viewers, that Brent Sopel is our next guest. And, of course, I always think of him as the Saskatoon Blade and Swift Current Bronco. But went on to the National Hockey League 659 games between Los Angeles, Vancouver, Chicago, Atlanta, Montreal. Hopefully I haven't forgot somebody in there. And won a Stanley Cup with the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm handing it over to you, Darren, while these guys run out and fix my earphones. Okay, so let's bring in Brent Sopel. Dupes is going to interview him.
Yeah, cool. Great. That's totally cool, Brent. How are you doing?
Right. Now we get the A-lister in here.
See, now we can get to some real stuff, right? How are you?
Fine. Took this long to figure it out, eh?
Exactly. Where are we finding you this morning?
I'm in Chicago. Still stuck. All the borders are still locked down here, so I'm not going anywhere quickly.
So what is the update in Chicago since we've had you on last? How have things progressed, you know, where you're at in your world and the whole pandemic?
You know, Chicago's opened up. We just opened up, was it last week, some restaurants inside, some malls, things like that. So it's, you know, slowly but surely, we're getting there. But obviously here in the U.S., you know, when you have 300 million more people, you know, there's a lot going on with a lot more cases, you know, spiking again. So it's, it's a scary time right now all over.
Yeah, big time. So put yourself in the players' shoes right now because they're, you know, starting to open up training facilities. More players are coming back slowly as they move to each phase and get closer to August. Are you excited as a player? Are the players excited to get back? Are you nervous? Because we've seen in baseball, David Price is opting out of coming back. We're seeing other guys not sure if they want to go in basketball. But, you know, as a hockey player, and you've been off for so long since March, how are the guys feeling right now about opening things back up?
It's stupid, in my opinion. This just proves to the point that Gary Bettman, doesn't care about us. He cares about, making his wallet thick and the league. You know, there's no reason why we should be going back. You know, I think nine guys tested positive again, or nine more. Just wipe the season down, start all over in October if that can be. You know what, there's a blank on the Stanley Cup. Nobody in the world ever anticipated what happened here. It's an epidemic. It's, it's a scary situation. And, trying to force it for dollars is, it's stupid, but it just proves a point. We're just a piece of meat.
Do you think that there'll be a significant number of players that will opt out, that will take that opportunity to opt out and not partake in the shortened playoff?
Well, I don't know if anybody's going to opt out just because, that's not what we do as hockey players. We stand up for each other. We're a team, thick and thin. But, you got a lot of Europeans that haven't skated much, and you're going to toss these guys into playoff hockey. All it takes is one superstar to get, blow a knee or something like this. It's just completely ridiculous that they're actually trying to do what they're trying to do.
Yeah, good. Did we figure this out?
I got it fixed, but I'm enjoying your interview. Hey, morning, Soaps. You're doing so well. You just keep going.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good.
I got my questions, but I'm enjoying yours.
Okay. So there's some good stuff. If they are going to play hockey, because we've been talking about this a lot, who do you like, from that play-in round that might have a shot to surprise people? Because I picked Florida. And that's only because I'm sticking with them. I picked Florida at the beginning of the year, with Quenneville as the coach, the offense they have, if Bobrovsky can get going in net. I picked them as kind of a team that might surprise people, and they've got a second shot here because they're into the playoffs. Who do you like out of these, teams that have been given a second life, so to speak?
This is almost like pin the tail on the donkey right now. Everybody was off for 2 months. You always come into playoff time, you look back to the season series, but everybody's been off so long. And like I said, a lot of Europeans haven't skated anywhere near amount as the North Americans. Where you're going to be, you talked about Florida, Bobrovsky, did he go back to Russia? Was he able to skate as much as he wanted to? It's going to take one bounce. Guys aren't going to be anywhere near as in shape they're supposed to be. You're not going to be able to ride your top 4D the way you normally go in the playoffs or your top two lines, because they're just not going to be able to do it. They're not in shape. And, what I worry about is injuries, you get injured when you get tired and you overcompensate and you do things you shouldn't be doing. And, this is definitely putting guys in jeopardy.
So you want to go?
They're nervous, Brent, in Edmonton. There we go. They're nervous in Edmonton about the Blackhawks. They're very open about that. not the Oilers per se, but the fans and the media, and they say Corey Crawford's a big reason, Patrick Kane's a big reason. Should they be as worried losing a five-game series to Chicago?
Well, you know, obviously you got the pedigree, Chicago Blackhawks. Corey Crawford's won 2 Stanley Cups. You know, he's also there on the team as a Black Ace when I was there in 2010. So he knows how to win. You know, when he is healthy, he's one of the best goalies in the league. You know, Patrick Kane is Patrick Kane. There's nobody else like him. He's, you know, he's unbelievable. You know, so you got Duncan Keith, you know, on the back end who can log 9,000 minutes. It's ridiculous what he can do. But again, you know, it's just a new animal. You know, how's the ice conditions? There hasn't been ice. You know, we're playing, you know, in July and August, which has never been done before. I remember skating, you know, in August, the ice was always terrible. How are they going to keep that? You know, your hands, your brain, everything isn't going to be where it normally is. So it's just going to take one bounce. And when you talk about a 5-game series, you know, we could take a look at the flip side. Obviously, you got Connor McDavid. I heard that guy's okay of a player, Drysdale. So, you know, they got some weapons on the other side. Also, it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a bounce or two, either which way, or a penalty. Let's say and end up making the series.
John Ohm, by the way, watching in Winnipeg, says, "Love this dude. No BS answers. Keeping it real, bro. Brent, you the man." Well, that's why we have Brent Sopel on here, because we know that he's that kind of guy. And that's what's the playoffs are wide open anyways. But in this scenario, as you've said many times, who knows? But because you've won a Stanley Cup and you've been through the wars, Brent, just in a normal year, how are the playoffs different than the regular season? What is the key to being the one standing on the top of the mountain at the end?
I always said it was an 82-game warm-up for the big dance. You know, the intensity, the sacrifice, you know, obviously just doubles or triples of what you do to win. You know, when it takes a blocking shots and playing with broken legs and ankles and foot, you know, you might only get one opportunity to win the Stanley Cup, and guys are going to do whatever it takes. And if that's going to injure another guy or go through a wall or, you know, play with a broken leg, you're going to do that. There's no other sport like it. You know, what is the NFL play 3 games? Oh boy. You know, we play 3 games in, you know, 3 days, you know, baseball. There's just nothing like it. It's the hardest trophy to win. And it's going to even be harder this year, you know, coming under the circumstances with everything going on, you know, with COVID. That's always in everybody's mind. And, you know, if more guys get it, how many guys per team, how are they going to handle that? So there's a lot of things on their mind for these guys right now, but it's all about sacrifice.
Last one. This is the best video feed we've had out of your home so far. So you or us are doing something right. How's the family doing, Brent, through this? We've checked in with you a couple of times. I think I can hear him in the background. Everybody doing well down there?
Yeah, no complaints. You know, everybody's doing really well. Obviously, the kids are off at school here in the U.S. Most of the kids get off at end of May, beginning of June, so we're all in summer holidays. I've been going for a month. You know, we just had the 4th of July, so it was a big weekend here, and you know, was happy that restaurants and things are open. But, you know, my family's safe. You know, so far, knock on wood, there's been no issues, so I won't complain. I know you don't want to listen either.
Well, hopefully we can get you home for a visit soon. We miss you here. It's getting hot, hot, hot by Saskatchewan terms. We wait all year for this, as you know, and it's finally here. So, Soaps, thanks for this, man. Keep in touch. Stay safe.
All right, guys. Take care. Thank you.
Brent Sopel checking in from Chicago. And I do want to get around to this CFL GM talk. But also, I kind of felt like America last week.
Yeah.
With the fireworks going up, we were shooting guns. It was hot.
Right?
You know, we were boating. I'm like, man, I feel like I'm in America right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know. And everybody, but it's everybody firing off their own fireworks. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, because you couldn't go to the big one the city big, one.
Exactly.
I won't say where I was at, but we were shooting, and this kid said to me, "You're pretty good at that." And I said, I grew up doing this.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think you lose it. I was actually talking to my wife about this. Riding a bike, golfing. What are some things that if you don't use it, you lose it?
Right.
French is one.
Yeah.
Like I was bilingual coming out of grade 12, but I'm not anymore. I'm pretty good, but I'm not anymore. But shooting a gun, I don't think you ever lose it.
Yeah.
If you're good at it.
No. Yeah, one of those things that, you know, if you lose it, you don't use it, you lose it. That doesn't apply there, that's for sure. Sometimes it takes a little bit to get into it. You miss the first one or two, but then you're like, you realize, and you know, you hone right back in, you pick up right where you left off. Yeah,
and secondly, I'm sitting there squeezing the trigger, and I'm like, this is fun. But you got to get out of the city to do it,
yeah.
Unless you're my dad, and you know that story. But
yeah,
what's up with Nick Lewis? All right, Nick Lewis is ready and connected, and he can cover all of these topics. We're just saying, who's the next GM. And Jeff, the Stampeders fan, says he would hire Cole Hufnagel. Does anybody think Cole Hufnagel is leaving the Stampeders organization? Maybe that's where we'll start with Nick Lewis as we continue our Monday guests here. Nick, we'll get to the six-game season. The players given a deadline to capitulate with it, to get back on the field. But in terms of the next great GM in the CFL, who do you think it is, A? And B, like, is Cole Hufnagel ever leaving Calgary? Is he being groomed to take over the Stampeders?
I think he's always being groomed. I mean, that's Huff's son, right? So that's a great choice. He's worked in NFL organizations, and now he's working for the Stamps. He does a great job. You can see the Stamps always are loaded. You know, always have backup quarterbacks, always have, you know, receiver after receiver after receiver, and bringing in top talent. And they find them from everywhere. And they're not just big name guys. There's a lot of the guys that Stamps bring in, you've probably never heard of before. You know, not a lot of people knew who Reggie Bagleton was 3 years ago. Right. So you get a lot of these guys, and it's great scouting.
Yeah. My mind's racing as you talk. What did you think about the Doug Flutie over Bo Levi announcement for TSN's All Stampeders team? I don't know if you've been catching the show today. You probably have. We've been talking Garcia, Dickinson, Burris, Bo Levi, Flutie. What an embarrassment of riches. How did you feel about Flutie being named number one of all of them?
Well, you know, Doug's like a mythical creature, right? coming out of Boston College, man, he's a mythical creature. He's one of a kind. And he's one of the greatest to ever do it. So I don't really think you can really debate it. But, yes, you do have a lot of quarterbacks. And to think that even Danny Barrett, right? So you had Jeff Garcia, Doug Flutie, Danny Barrett. And then Dave Dickinson came in for Danny Barrett, was the number three. And then Henry Burris became the number three to Jeff Garcia and Dave Dickinson. So a lot of great quarterbacks. Bo's right up there with him. I mean, you can see with his winning percentage and how he gets it done. But, yeah, I would like to see Joffrey on the list.
Cornish was, though, right?
Cornish was, yes.
Yeah, and Calvin Anderson's in the Hall of Fame. As we say all of this, Nick, would you say this is almost a rhetorical question. Are Stamps fans spoiled? Have they gotten bored with winning?
You know what? You can say that, but for now, the 90s, the early 2000s, in this last decade, I feel like great talent. We win a lot in the regular season, but not enough great cups to show for it. What, 7 or 8 great cups in the history of Stampede football? But if you look at those teams to the 90s, you look at the teams in the, you know, that I was on with Jermaine and Joffrey and Cornish and all of us, Rambo, like, to win one Grey Cup as that team, we underachieved. And I'm pretty sure if you look at the way 2016 went, 2017 went, were games where they really felt like they should have won. 15-2-1, right, record, and you lose in the Grey Cup. So when it comes down to the whole overall winning, yes, we won a lot. And, yeah, I still say we won a lot, but we definitely underachieved when it comes to winning it all.
Well, obviously, nobody's going to begrudge you saying we. I mean, you're synonymous with the Calgary Stampeders. And I love talking Stampeders football. I do. And I can tell that these Stamps fans do. They just don't get enough of it in Calgary. But moving on to the topics at hand, this proposed six-game season by the CFL, I still believe it'll be in one hub and it'll be in Winnipeg. If they play at all, where do you stand on this Monday morning with the latest CFL news?
Well, the biggest problem they're going to have is this. If you're going to prorate an American salary and he's going to come up here, one, he can't see his family, they're going to be locked down for those games. And then they're going to lose another 40% when they cross the border. They're coming up here to basically make nothing. And they're probably in a position right now where they're making money. So it's going to be hard. You might see guys not come up here this season because of, what are they really coming up here for, right? It's going to be – there's so many factors. If they're going to pay them their contracts and because to make it worth it, because the guy's making $65,000, $70,000, and now you're going to prorate it to 40%, and then you're going to lose another 40% on top of that. I mean, you're literally going home with, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 in your pocket.
So you're basically saying you wouldn't do it if you were them? Because what I'm hearing, and I think you would agree, is that the CFL is banking on the fact there will always be players. And I'm sure you know what they're talking about. Somebody will do it.
Yeah, there's always going to be players, but, you know, talent is talent. And good luck trying to find the talent to play in the CFL at the level of the game that people have come accustomed to watch it. If you want to just put people out there just to put people out there, yeah, there's always going to be people that take money to go play the game, because there's hundreds of thousands of players in the U.S. that play for free every week, right? They're going out here to try to be seen, and they're trying to hold on to that dream. But you're not going to want to pay to watch that type of football. And I hope they get it done. You know, I'm putting some stuff together now. Hopefully that I'll be able to help those guys out. And because, like, we all miss sports, we all love sports, and that's what we want. It makes us feel good. Even when I don't play anymore, I still get the good feeling when my team wins, right? And that's what we need. We need more good feelings in the world with everything going on right now and all the chaos. We need those good feelings, and we need that euphoria to come back to put us back on track.
Right, but that would take them just getting on the field. And I think we're saying the same thing here, but if the CFL actually cared about quality of play, they wouldn't be kicking over stones in Italy and Germany and Mexico. They wouldn't, because those guys can't play, and you know it as well as I do. So where would you like to see this go? I should stop asking you what you think of where it's going. What do you think the answer is? Because you got all the great takes.
Well, I think that you just got to change the business model, right? I think this is the time to get it right. And you say, okay, look, we failed in the past. We failed to grow the game in a structural way that allows players to, like, coaches are getting paid more than they used to. Now they're taking pay cuts. But GMs are getting paid more than they used to. Everybody's making more money, except really this, like, equipment staff and guys like that. But players. Players' contracts really haven't gone up that much in the last 20 years. It's been the same thing. The quarterbacks are making more, but they're the only one. You look at last year, how the salary cap was supposed to go up $300,000, $500,000, and the quarterbacks took the lion's share of that. And you just leave it there. So this is a great chance to change the business model to allow it to grow. And I think the owners and the players or the PA have to come together and say, look, we want to grow this game. How can we do that together so we can all be happy? We're all in the same boat. If you're an owner, you're in the same boat as the players. But for some reason, certain owners, they just feel like they're in a different boat, or they have a life raft. And if the boat sinks, they're okay. And these players put their lives into it, and they put their heart into it. They're finding creative ways to work out on a daily basis. And they're trying to stay in shape and be the best they can be when they come up here. And yeah, so I believe it's a collective effort that they have to sit down and start working together to grow the game. The WNBA just went from 115,000 max contracts to 500,000. So I don't see why the CFL can't build a business model. They have more fans than the WNBA, and now they can go out there and make it work for everyone.
Our director of scouting is watching, Craig Smith. You know him. 2-time Grey Cup champion. He says, love Nick Lewis. Smart guy. Wasn't wild about him when I was a rider. None of us were, Smitty. You know that, right? We all know that. He wasn't wild about us either. Hey, we could go on all day, Nick, and there's a ton of questions coming in. By the way, on changing the business model, I will tell you this. I'm not going to hold my breath. Because for the presidents, the GMs, and the coaches, head coaches to take less money, and they're the ones making the decisions, but, you know, the management, why would they? It's no different than any other corporation. Yeah. If they're the ones making the decision, you need to take less money. They're not going to do it. So that it needs to change. I won't hold my breath that they will. Your Delvin, that obviously is a Delvin Bro shirt. What's the story on the shirt that you're wearing? Who's your bro for our listeners that can't see it?
Yeah. So Rob, I'm telling you like this. I'm a big supporter of the players of the CFL. Professional athletes. And man, anytime I bought 10 shirts for me and my boys, is Who's Your Bro, Delvin Bro shirts. He came on my podcast a few weeks ago. Anything that I can do to help support these guys. And that's what we have to come to. As fans, we have to support our players, and we have to show support for what they're trying to do and what they're trying to build. Because I would like to see a structure where the PA marketizes now the players. You don't need a logo. You know Nick Lewis without a Stampede logo. But if you support me and you support the brand that I'm building off the field, then we will be able to start to, I'll say, mobilize these guys. And now they can start earning financially off the field as well. And I believe that's a huge benefit. And I just want to support the guys, man. So Delvin Bro, great story. And I'll just continue to support guys when they put out clothing lines and they're putting out other things and other, I just want to support them. So that's it. And it, I choose to wear it. And I chose to wear it on here because, you know, he's a great player. And I just love the fact that these guys are becoming more business-minded and building the life for their family. Because we sign up for something that you can only play for, what, 3 years on average as a pro? So you have to start to build everything else that you're doing for the rest of your life with the career you have.
As long as the teams allow them to do it, which is a discussion for another time, totally with you on that. But some teams are clamping down on their players and not allowing them to do that. And you know that. But enough people have written in for your thoughts that I have to pose this to you. How do you feel about an NFL takeover of the CFL, whether it be just buying it outright or a cash infusion, but coming with some conditions? How do you feel about the NFL having an input in the CFL here moving forward as a means to save them?
I just say be careful what you ask for. You know, I think as we the fans support the league and support the players, and we can put things in place to allow that to happen, that's a better option. But to say the NFL come in, buy the CFL, and start to run it, I mean, the NFL business model was made off of millions of people. The NFL network was adopted in 94, I believe it was, when they changed their marketing guy. Remember, the CFL used to make more money than the NFL for a lot of those guys. So when you're looking at the whole picture, it's all marketing and numbers, right? So if they start coming in and they start putting everything on pay-per-view and they start doing all these other different financial things, then you're going to end up paying for it anyway, because you got to remember, the NFL runs it like a business. They don't care about you, the fan, because their Super Bowl, one, like a Grey Cup now, you look at Grey Cup now, it's a fan event, fans from every team. The Super Bowl, you don't see fans in the stands. There's very few. It's all corporate. So they're bringing in billions of dollars of corporate money for the Super Bowl. So be careful what you ask for, because when they turn this into a corporate event and you, the fans, can't afford a ticket, a Grey Cup ticket, or they're putting everything and you're making you pay for everything, it's going to change. It's going to change. So be careful with that, because they don't care about you. They're a marketing machine. As long as you're paying money, they're going to accept money. So I would rather say, let's figure this out together as fans, as owners, as players, and let's move forward accordingly, not sell out to the NFL that's going to come in like a marketing machine and change everything.
Gotcha. Nick, this has been great. A lot of info. Let's do it again soon, my man. I appreciate it. And where can people listen to your podcast? Because you've had some great ones here lately.
Yeah, I'm releasing Chad Owens today. It's another great one. And I'm actually in Calgary, about to head up the Banff right now. So you can listen to it on my YouTube channel. iTunes, Google, Spotify. Just search Lulu Logic Podcast, and you can Google search it, and it'll come up. You find it everywhere.
Who are you hanging out with this weekend? Who are you hanging out with this weekend?
Man, I've been with Devon Claybrooks, Burt Dales, Marquay McDaniel. So I've been seeing a lot of the guys that I haven't seen. Ron Thelwell last night, went and hung out with him and his family for many hours. So it's been good to be back in Calgary, to get out of SAS for a couple days and, you know, just enjoy. So now being the family, heading up to Banff and going to take a little hike.
All right. Have fun. Stay safe.
Indeed. Appreciate you. And congrats on the TV deal. Going officially on TV now. Congrats.
You betcha. National. Thank you, Nick. You're part of it. Huge part of the team. Thank you. Nick Lewis joining us from Cowtown today. Look, we got to take a break. We'll come back and talk about all of this. And I will be in BC Lions gear when we come back.
Whoa.
True story. True story. So hang on. We'll be right back on this Monday morning. Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues after this from the bunker on Game Plus TV Network. Listen live and Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
We're back. We're back, everybody. And listen, it's a true story. I'm moving my microphone up. They can't believe it that I'm wearing BC Lions gear now. And the comments just went wild here. Zach in Calgary. Did I just hear Rod say he's going to wear some BC Lions gear? Brady in Saskatoon, holy cow, Rod taking the name CFL fan to the next level. He will really wear whatever you send him. Yeah, this is overtime, by the way. What else did Brady say? Is that the same with the NHL? Because we need to hook him up with a dot, dot, dot. You send us the gear. I'm going to put it on. This came from the BC Lions Den podcast.
Yep.
We haven't heard from Brian Warishin for some time. Even with a sim the other night, the BC Lions waltzed into Saskatchewan. Upset the Rough Riders 16-11, and they didn't go completely. Some did, but we didn't hear from Brian Warishin.
I was going to say, you don't have to do it. Somebody now, take a screenshot of Rod wearing this and tag Brian in your post so he knows that Rod finally put it on. Because it's been sitting here. We even put one up on the wall.
Yeah, he's like, why are you not wearing my shirt?
Yeah. So somebody take the screenshot and send it to Brian Warishin so he knows.
JR in Cranbrook's watching. He says, looks awesome, Rod. I got to tell you, it feels awesome. I like it. We are a CFL-wide show. And I mentioned this 1 hour ago, I'm going to mention it again. For the viewers in Southern Ontario, in the Hamilton region, tune into 900 CHML at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. I'll be on with Scott Boo Radley talking CFL. That's 12:30 SAS time, 2:30 p.m. Eastern. And I think it's a good thing that somebody's out beating the drum for the CFL. Farhan, Justin, Naylor, myself. I was floored that Fan 590 Toronto called and said, will you come on Sunday afternoon? 3 p.m. Eastern. Prime radio time on the biggest sports radio station in the country. Talking CFL, Darren. Don't you think that's what the CFL needs, though? Just very simply pub?
Huge. Huge. First of all, you mentioned the number one sports talk, you know, station in the country. You mentioned it's a Sportsnet brand, which doesn't give a lot of pub to the CFL. I think that's a huge win for the CFL. Just having people talking about you is big, even if, you know...
Even if it's not good.
Even if it's not good. Even if it's even if that conversation isn't necessarily, you know, selling tickets or selling merchandise or anything else, it's creating conversation, which builds the brand, which then leads to ticket sales and,
right,
you know, increased viewership on the network broadcast of the games and everything else. It just increases the brand. You need people talking about you.
There's just there's a lot of people in the CFL that just don't want to be talked about. And I'll be honest with you, one thing I did say to the guys yesterday, because it was in the middle of our golf round, I took 30 minutes to do that interview and then rejoined them. And I said, I'm not going to sit by while the CFL withers away trying to fight this battle behind closed doors or behind the scenes that nobody even knows about. The NHL and NBA and NFL are all out fighting for headlines. And the CFL, like this morning, I'm reading the news from Dunk. And then I'm watching Naylor and Farhan's three-minute drill on TSN. Where's the rest of the coverage in this country? Where is it?
It's not there.
People aren't talking about it. That's the biggest crime here, folks. Colin in Ottawa writes in, now if we could get the idiots on overtime on TSN 1260 in Toronto to talk about the CFL. That's TSN 1050. But I get what you're saying. They don't talk a lot of they don't talk a lot of football on TSN Ottawa. So it's just funny, and I know a lot of people don't like it, but these huge talk stations from across the country are calling me, because believe me, they all had my number from before when I was calling Rider games to talk CFL now. So today it's CHML Hamilton. Yesterday was Sportsnet, Fan 590 Toronto. They care about the CFL on these markets. Who the hell else is talking about it, I guess, is the point that I'm trying to get at here.
Big time.
Jeff, the Stamps fan, wanted to know if the Stampeders won in CFL Sim this week, and they didn't. And I'm going to say it again. Although some people are upset with the teams, with how the results have gone, I could actually see this being the case. If this was a real season.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what happened in week four. Montreal beat Ottawa 16-12 at Percival Molson Stadium. It was the Alouettes' home opener. The Alouettes sacked Ottawa quarterback Nick Arbuckle four times in the first half alone. This was all simulated on a computer. Nelson Hackowich ran it. Junior Luke had three of those sacks for the Owls alone. John Bowman had one. Arbuckle, I'm sure, wanted to get the hell out of there as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Montreal 16, Ottawa 12. Montreal improved to 1-2. Ottawa fell to 0-3. And I'm afraid I could see the Red Blacks with a new coach and a new quarterback being 0-3 at this point in the season. I could see it. Who couldn't? And I don't also expect them to be happy about it, but I could see it happening.
Couldn't you? Of course. And with Dinwiddie leading the Argonauts undefeated and beating Calgary, we've seen this a number of times on this show talking to, you know, people from coast to coast. There's a lot of talent on that roster. Just needed to bring it all together. And you
right.
got a young coach who's exciting and is excited and, you know, has got a little bit of creativity. He's reinvigorated that team. They've got confidence. The community's engaged virtually. And... And they're 3-0.
Zach Nelson in Calgary writes in and he says, AM 770 in Calgary never talks CFL. They're the Stamps rights holder. They're the voice of the Stampeders. There it is. News Talk 770 never talks about the CFL. I'm going to tell you, when we signed on a year ago, 10% of our viewers were in Calgary. That's considerable when I think 1 in 10 is in Calgary. When you look at all the regions that we could be in, because
mm-hmm.
we talk a lot of CFL and they just don't talk about it there. And honestly, I don't have a problem with the Stampeders at all, or Calgary for that matter. But we got every story needs a villain, right?
Oh yeah.
So we play on that. And by the way, Jeff, the Stamps fan, says there must be a virus in our system that the Stampeders would lose 33-6 to the Toronto Argonauts in Toronto. I could see it happening. It's early in the season. Calgary got virtually cocky. Matt Nichols is on fire. Dinwiddie really had the boys pumped up to beat his former team. Virtual Ryan Dinwiddie.
Yep.
Like, let's just talk about this for a second. So, yes, the Argos beat the Stampeders 33-6 at BMO Field. First game of a Saturday doubleheader. And then Saturday night, the Lions came into Saskatchewan. And I could see that happening, too. Mike Riley leads the Lions on a last-minute drive to win 16-11 over the Rough Riders. And the other game that we haven't mentioned yet was Friday Night Football. The Edmonton Eskimos beat Winnipeg 13-6 at Commonwealth Stadium. So these are our sim standings through 4 weeks. Eskimos 4-0, Argonauts 3-0, Stampeders 3-1, Saskatchewan 2-1, my BC Lions 1-3 after that win in Saskatchewan, Hamilton 1-2, Winnipeg 1-2, Montreal 1-2, and the Ottawa Redblacks 0-3. So through 4 weeks, I didn't even put those results up until Sunday, and they just went crazy on Twitter. You saw that.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why. People just starved that much for CFL talk, I guess.
I guess so.
I didn't think anybody cared. And then my phone got lit up by coaches and players from the league.
Yeah.
And actually, I asked Dustin Nielsen in hour one. You were here. I said, with your NHL sim, because Dustin ran one with the Oilers in the playoffs, did you get reaction from the coaches and the players like I'm getting? And he goes, the NHL, we don't talk. Where's the CFL? They all got my number too.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny.
It is. It's amazing.
I can't tell if they're really upset.
Right.
I can't tell.
But they're texting you about it.
They're texting me that they're upset, and I feel like they're upset.
Which is awesome. It means they're paying attention. And they're enjoying it. Clearly, if you get upset about it, you're clearly invested in it. If something something makes you upset, you're clearly invested in it. Whether that's healthy or not, and it can apply to everything, but they're clearly invested and they're interested, and that's great.
Jason in Red Deer watching. He says, I can understand if you had a hatred for the Stampeders, Rod. They are, after all, typically the only competition the Riders have in the West. He's just trolling.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Riders always won those playoff games when it mattered. Right, Jason? Listen, I can turn it on and off like a switch. You want to play that game? I can go all day on this if you want. He's just having fun, though. I'm going to tweet the Rockstar of the Day poll because I haven't yet for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. And our guests are, there you go, thank you, Dustin Nielsen, Justin Dunk, Brent Sopel, and Nick Lewis today. It's going to be another photo finish. You can vote on Twitter over the next 24 hours. Friday's Rockstar of the Day was S.J. Green, free agent CFL receiver. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain solution, strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI, and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Look them up on Facebook. Direct West did their website. Tomorrow, a really big show. Brian Propp. Propper! You notice, Clark, he's always watching our Instagram stories. That's why I got him. Watching from Philly. He's a Brandon Wheat Kings great. So all you Brandonites in the area. And I think Lanigan. I'll have to ask Proper.
Still has the record. Goals in the season.
For the Wheat Kings, yeah. No. Or for the All-Dub?
The whole dub.
Proper. He is a beauty. Newdorf, Saskatchewan. Newdorf, Lanigan. Yeah, I know. It's tough. Thank you. Thanks. Sean Burke, Berkey. I don't know. What'd you say? He's with Hockey Canada now, right? He's the general manager of the Hockey Canada, basically. Yeah. When I met him, he was with the Arizona Coyotes. And we actually watched the Cardinals-Eagles game from the Coyotes suite at University of Phoenix Stadium. And we got along great. We speak the same language. Goalie talk.
Yeah.
And Paul Figler of Dub Network, my newest employer from Dub Network, will be talking some dub hockey. And Angus Reid, this is the guy from the poll? No, I'm kidding.
I know. Is it?
BC Lions great, Angus Reid. And by the way, Emery Wolf writes in, he's one of our photographers here, right? He says, it is Lanigan, I know. Now we got a fight.
Yeah.
We'll sort it out with Brian Propp tomorrow. Thanks to Dustin Nielsen, Justin Dunk, Brent Sopel and Nick Lewis. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.